two major tourism industry groups say they have no plans to ask lawmakers to reduce or eliminate Alaska's cruise ship passenger fee. Some municipal leaders in Juneau and Ketchikan want the fee re-examined. They say dropping or shrinking the $50 per person charge would help a struggling industry. But Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association says his group is not asking for a change. The same is true for John Binkley of the Alaska Cruise Association.
Well, we're not asking for anything specific in terms of the head tax legislation. There's no initiative that we've got or proposal that we've got before the legislature, and I don't even anticipate one this session.
The fee is part of the cruise ship initiative passed by voters in 2006. It also set new wastewater rules and established onboard environmental monitors. Industry groups are asking the legislature to loosen up the wastewater regulations. Some want the states to allow mixing zones which dilute ocean discharges. Otherwise, they say ships may sail outside state waters to avoid regulation. But initiative author Joe Geldof says the standards are reasonable and achievable.
The changes to diminish Alaska's water quality standards and the talks about rolling back the taxes, this is political hysteria generated in Miami and advanced by the lobbyists for the cruise ship companies. It's not good for the public, and I don't think the average citizen's going to buy it.
The depressed economy and competition from other regions are expected to cut into Alaska's summer tourist season. Cruise lines are heavily discounting rates to fill empty berths, and local tour operators are reporting low advanced sales. One small line, Cruise West, has significantly reduced this year's southeast sailings, and one large ship, the Serenade of the Seas, has canceled its 2010 Alaska route.